Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And welcome, everybody, to Delphus Jefferson, actually the middle school where they play their basketball games. They're kind of a throwback here with an actual playing court as the stage of this auditorium.
Yeah, it's kind of like old throwback Hoosiers type thing.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger floor, though. It's a regular size floor. Here's our national anthem. See where she was even at, who was singing the national anthem, but she did a nice job.
She was right there at midcourt, actually, the cheerleader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed her.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team tonight, the Fort Recovery Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin, so they bleed a little bit of purple over there. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. They'd like to be your family's dentists. Well, the reserve team won their first game of the year tonight. I'll let you run down that, Jeff. That was a close one, as we thought. We had it in the bag, and it almost got away.
Yeah, it looks like the Indians were up 16 midway through the game and ended up winning in double overtime, 65-59. They were led tonight by a couple pair of freshmen, Regan Martin. The freshman had 19. Also did Ryan Post. The other freshman had 19. Then also the big man, Brian Benn, 6'4", freshman, had 14. Number 33, Owen Shane, the sophomore, had 7. And Gavin Toby, the 6'1", freshman, had 4 points. And Dylan Evers, the 6-foot freshman, had 2 points. So, nice win by them tonight. And I know Coach Overton's happy to get a victory tonight. And again, 65-59 in double overtime.
There were a few beads of sweat coming off his forehead there for a while.
Yeah, there was. That one timeout, man, I was glad he didn't get a technical because he was right up in the official's face.
Okay, let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. Fort Recovery comes in with a record of 2-0 after a thrilling overtime win over Greenville last Saturday. They also beat St. Mary's on Friday, so they're 2-0. And the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, they are 1-0 coming into the game tonight. So we've got two unbeaten teams here.
Yeah, we do. And start for the Indians tonight is going to be number 0, Grant Kanapke, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 2, Peyton Judy, the 6'4 junior. Number 4, Trevor Vaughn, the 6'6 senior. Number 5, Ryan Braun, the 6'3 senior. And rounding out the starting five for the Indians, number 14, Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. For the Delphus Jefferson basketball basketball team. They're going to be starting out number two, Brennan Auer. He's a 5'8 senior. Number 10, Tyler Bratton, a 6'5 senior. Number 14, Trey Gossman, a 5'8 senior. Number 24, Hunter Miracle, a 5'7 sophomore. And then in the middle is going to be number 33, Alex Rohde, a 6'5 senior. So quite a few seniors mixed in there with sophomores. So, and both teams got some height going tonight. 2 6'5 kids for Delphus Jefferson, and the Indians have Trevor Vaughn and Ryan Braun there in the inside.
We'll be back in just a moment here from Delphus Jefferson with the game between Fort Recovery and the Wildcats of Delphus Jefferson after we pause for this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Christmas with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Introducing the starting lineups for Delphus Jefferson, and I think they need to get a new spotlight. You couldn't hardly see them.
Yeah, it was awful dark, wasn't it?
And the lights turned out, and, you know, they usually have a nice spotlight on the kids, but you couldn't even hardly see the spotlight.
Yeah, it was awful dark in here, and like I said, this old facility, and I know the Delphus Jefferson people really love this place, and they call it a stage for the reason. So last time playing in here, I remember Ben Dilworth going headfirst off that thing.
Of course, Portland High School used to have an old stage at their old school they played on. Probably a lot of schools did.
Yeah, they did. This one's a little unique because the stage actually is where the floor is.
And we're underway.
Indians in a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Nope, matching up.
First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and Versailles, Arcanum, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, Cal Pharmacy. And the ball is thrown away. Fort Recovery comes away with it. It's, once again, a very fine prospect for the Fort Recovery Indians, I think, in Grant Canapi.
Yeah, he's played real well this year. I mean, he had like 17 against Fort Greenville Saturday night, so done some nice things.
Of course, Petey Judy had 37 points, a career high in that Greenville win. There's a ball that's tipped out of bounds by Delphus Jefferson. The Indians will have it underneath their own hoops, and Cade Wendell will toss it in for full recovery.
Yeah, Peyton coming off a nice game the other night. Had a lot of layup drives. They really let him get down the middle of the paint.
Ryan Braun back over to Cade Wendell on the left. Cade at the free throw line. Back outside to Ryan Braun. Over on the right, it goes to Grant Canapi. Back outside and inside to Braun. He'll fire and
in there. Nice job, Ryan.
Ryan Braun had a big start in the Friday night win over St. Mary's with, I think, 5 points in a row there.
Yeah, I think he scored 8 early on and then didn't get another field goal. So hopefully tonight, a little bit different.
Indians out to a 2-0 lead on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn, and Lindsey Green is our studio producer back in Portland, keeping us on the air. Here's a shot from the outside. Three-pointer's no good. Rebound comes to Ryan Braun. If you tune in for the girls' game, Jay Cowley's playing Adams Central on our AM station at 1440 or 105.3 FM. Up and no good by Trevor Vaughn. Rebound, Delphus Jefferson. Again, the Jay County girls game is at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM.
He traveled.
Yes, he did.
Good call there by the official.
On the travel for
that was Miracle, I believe. Hunter Miracle.
The Wildcats. Yes, it was. Spells his name M-E-R-I-C-L, but pronounces it Miracle. Cade Wendell outside with it. He'll pass over on the left to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will dribble the basketball. Goes back on the left to Ryan Braun. Braun on the wing. Dribbles into the lane. Feeds off to Trevor Vaughn.
Check it.
Right side to Petey.
Yeah.
And he got it. Petey, a three-point shot.
Nice find by Trevor there. He actually has two assists so far for the Indians. It makes it 5-0 Indians.
So Delphus Jefferson with the basketball out front is Brennan Auer. Over on the right, back out top it goes. There's Trey Gossman on the left. Now back out. Wildcats working the
ball.
That's
another travel right there. No call. Rebound Grant Kanapke.
Yep. Got away with it, but didn't hurt us. Cade Wendell on the right. Dribbling the basketball, looking at the free throw line. Drives down and passes.
Finds Braun, ain't get in there.
No good. Partially blocked, but he got his rebound up. No good. Rebound Jefferson. Getting the board for the Wildcats was Caleb Lucas.
Good luck by the Indians there. They unfortunately didn't capitalize on it. Great job by Cade Wendell on the ball.
Guarding Brennan Auer there. He finally gets rid of it. And back on the left it goes. Back outside. Auer, top of the key. He got it. Brennan Auer. 5'8 senior scoring. 5-3. Fort Recovery on top by two. After getting off to a quick 5-0 start, there's Grant Kanapke.
Oh, he got fouled on a three.
Yep.
Probably not the shot that Coach Bayshore wants, and that's what he's going to tell him right here. So, but Grant's going to go to the line shooting three, and that foul's going to be on Hunter Miracle, his first, team's first.
Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy's Men's Night Out for Christmas shopping is coming up on Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8. You guys, put that on your schedule. Wednesday, December 20th, Men's Night Out from 5 to 8 p.m. at Cal Pharmacy. Grant Kanapke hits the first free throw to make it 6-3. Nice-looking sophomore. Up and good again.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that because he had a little rough year last year as a freshman. Started out good and kind of hit a wall during the year. But so far, knock on wood, he's been really, really good this year.
And this one's up and no good this time. He got 2 of 3, make it 7-3. Indians on top by 4 now. There's Auer with the ball, being working against Cade Wendell. Now flipping it over here on the right wing to Hunter Miracle. Back out top. There's Auer again. Brennan Auer, he'll pass off. With the ball is Trey Gossman. Back over on the right side, back out top. Gossman with the ball again. He'll pass right on the wing. Like Hunter Miracle's a pretty important guy.
Yeah,
in offense.
He looks that way.
Here's Auer,
another three
shot.
Over the top. Rebound Grant Kanapke.
Auer misses the three-pointer. Petey Judy with the basketball. Over on the left side, there's Cade Wendell down in the corner. Back out to Grant Kanapke. Now Ryan Braun to the right. Braun feeds on the left. There's Petey Judy open.
Yeah, right, good better. Job. Nice play there by the Indians. A little flare screen for Peyton and capitalized. Petey's got 6. Makes it 10-3 Indians.
They're going to have to learn to cover.
There you go, up. Cade.
Cade stole the ball. Here it is to Peyton Judy.
And he makes it. Makes it 12-3. Great start. What you want coming out on the road.
Peyton laid it in for the 12-3 lead. Delphus Jefferson with the basketball. We're coming to you from Delphus, Ohio tonight, way up north of Jay County. About an hour and 15 minutes from Jay County.
Good help side defense there, and they lay it up and in. So Indians front the post. That is number 32.
Alex Rohde. Actually, about a five-footer for him. Ball's tipped away from Grant Kanapke. He got it back. He'll dribble now. Passes over to Ryan Braun between the circles. Right side to Peyton Judy. Judy goes to the hole, puts it up. It's blocked. And Jefferson comes away with it. Brennan Auer with the basketball. Down the left corner. Here's a shot up by Miracle. Good.
Yeah. Makes it 12-8. 2:35 to go here, first quarter. So here comes St. Jefferson right back at him.
Hunter Miracle with a three. Gives him 3 on the night, his first points, and all of a sudden the 12-3 lead is 12-8. Grant Kanapke right side to Cade Wendell. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your friends at Cal Pharmacy, don't forget they're open until 8 o'clock many weeknights. Here's Cade Wendell inside and got it.
Nice move by Cade, little isolation on the right-hand side, and he lays it in for 2.
Mr. Cade Wendell gets on the board, 14-8 now.
Cage really harassing Auer up top.
Ah, Grant almost stole a miracle on a three-pointer. He missed it short. Ball's chased down by Delphus Jefferson, by Tyler Bratton. Shots back up, no good. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn.
Nice job there on Indians. The gap lies on that. Two missed shots.
Peyton Judy with the ball. Fires a three. No good. In and out. Rebound comes down to Jefferson, to Tyler Bratton.
Right, little quick shot there for the Indians. But needless to say, it still has a lead of 8-4.
Down in the corner on the far side.
Good job there cutting off the baseline.
Trevor Vaughn guarding the Delphus player really well, who was Alex Rohde. Here's an outside shot. It's no good from three. Rebound out of bounds.
Should be out off White. Should be blue ball.
Officials say it's going to be white ball.
Noah Leonard is going to come in. He's going to replace Trevor Vaughn. So Noah, the 6'6" junior.
Recovery leading Delphus Jefferson 14-8. Pretty good shot, but they missed it. And a rebound tapped around off of
Noah Leonard's going to stay here. So Indians had several opportunities to grab that and they didn't. Not a very good job communicating on out of bounds play right there.
Noah didn't play in the St. Mary's game, did he?
He was not in uniform that night.
And the shot is no good, and a foul on the rebound on Jefferson.
I believe that's going to be on number 32, Alex Rohde.
You are right.
Yeah, no, actually they called that on Miracle, and that's going to be his second. So their playmaker just picked up his second foul.
Okay. We won't argue with that.
No, we won't, because he definitely looks like a kid that has some good ball skills.
Hey, don't forget, a nice lift chair for Christmas is a great gift for the handicapped. You'll find lift chairs at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, their handicapped medical equipment center. Here's a shot by Leonard. It's good.
So Noah comes in and gets 2 points. Nice find by Cade Wendell.
Noah Leonard's bank shot right side. Here's Brennan Auer with it for Delphus Jefferson. He'll pass back out to Rohde. Over on the left side to Tyler Bratton. Now with the ball is Hunter Hahn. Over to Brennan Auer on the right. He looks for a teammate. Now he goes for the hole, puts it up, and missed it.
Rebound. One shot here, Grant.
Over to Peyton Judy. 18 seconds. Right side, Ryan Braun. We fire, and we miss.
Yeah, I don't like that shot. As a senior, you got to kind of recognize how much time's left there.
Yeah, we got that was
especially an 8-point lead. You can go and capitalize, have a 10-point lead. Instead, they got a chance here to cut it to 5.
12 seconds left in the quarter. That shot was taken with about 14 seconds left.
Way too soon.
By Ryan Braun. Auer with the basketball. Down he comes. He will pass over on the left to Hunter Hahn. Back outside. There's Rohde.
Three. And right, like I said, it's a 5-point ball game where, we take the last shot. We're up 8, maybe 10.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunate.
16-11. The Indians lead, though, by 5 points with a 3-pointer by Rohde at the gun. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Have you expressed your Santa list to your potential gift givers?
No, not yet. Have you?
No, not really. I've been too busy.
I know what you mean.
Fort Recovery will get the ball to start the quarter.
Little 1-2-2 zone here by Jefferson. Excuse me, I keep wanting to say St. John's. So
we'll see them later on.
And turnovers.
Do we play St. John's up here or back home?
We are at home.
Oh,
girls play there next Thursday. The boys should have them next Friday at home.
That is a tough place to play.
Yes, it is.
So, Delphus Jefferson with the ball. 3-point shots up and
long
good.
Rebound.
Brennan Auer gets the rebound. In the lane, little five-footer.
Nice job there by Trevor stepping in and getting a rebound. So 16-11. Grant Kanapke, three ball up and good. So Grant has five. Assist to Petey Judy.
Pushes the lead back to 8 here in the second quarter, which is being brought to you by your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, proud to be a booster of the Fort Recovery Indians. Out front with it, Brennan Auer. Over on the right to Hunter Hahn. Back out top, there is Trey Gossman. There's a three-pointer, top of the key, up and no
good. Another long rebound.
Yep, Brennan Auer got it for Jefferson.
One thing with teams that shoot threes, a lot of threes, long rebounds, and that's going to be a foul shot by number 40.
Doug Long. It's about a 12-footer on the right baseline.
19-13, 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
K&L Tractor Sales, again, our second quarter sponsor. Cade Wendell, right side to Ryan Braun. He'll drive in, stops, ball stripped away, and a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you
got
to be kidding.
Weird. I didn't see that at all.
What in the world?
Wow. That was a mystery right there. Ryan went up, and the guy stripped it from him, and they called off as a foul. That's going to be Ryan's first, team's first. Wow.
Man. 19-13. Here's Jefferson coming down and scoring.
Grant Kanapke gets beat on the drive, and Coach Bayshore is not happy at all, and he grabs Derek Judy and says, get in there.
Trey Gossman hits the basket. We'll have a timeout here. Fort Recovery, we'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101. Again, we remind you the J County girls game is on our AM station at 1440 on the AM dial and also 105.3. We'll return.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery has the ball, action back in. There's out front with it is Derek Judy in the game.
He replaced Grant Kanapke.
Cade Wendell with it.
Jefferson in this 3-2's kind of got the Indians a little stifled right now. A lot of standing around.
Give it to Petey. Couple threes will solve that problem.
Yeah, it is. Right now, we're not really attacking a whole lot and moving a lot of side to side. There's your three ball.
And he missed it.
Rebound. No good. Out of bounds on Ryan Braun, I believe.
They didn't see it.
Wow. Grant Kanapke's going to come in and replace Peyton Judy.
Jefferson gets the ball. They had decided in the end.
This is a big possession for the Indians right here. We need to get a stop.
19-15 the score on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Right side in the corner for Jefferson. Back out top. Over it goes now. Between the circles there to Trey Gossman. Brennan Auer has the basketball. He will pass off to Tyler Batten. Tyler Batten goes out here to Hunter Hahn. Back outside. There's Brennan Auer. Auer working against Cade Wendell. Dumps it off to Bratton. Bratton goes in the lane, puts it up, and scores.
So he goes off the bounce. The help side was there, and he makes a nice little jump hook. Makes it 19-17. Indians.
Back to a 2-point lead after the Indians had an early 9-point lead at 12-3 at one time. Cade Wendell with it. He'll feed over to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor goes left. There's a shot by Knapp.
Good. Three. Good. Nice response. Indians got to play some defense here. 22-17. 4:26 to go here, second quarter.
Grant Kanapke hits the three.
Grant leads Indians right now with 8 points.
Right side is Hunter Hahn. Back out top to goes to Bratton. Tyler Bratton feeds to Brennan Auer. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Here's Bratton with the ball again. Now he dumps it over here to Trey Gossman. Gossman drives down.
That's
it. Stripped away by Derek Judy.
Shot flies here. Good find. Up and layup by Grant Kanapke. Grant's got 10.
Judy with the assist. Grant Kanapke with the layup. That makes it 24-17. Back to a 7-point lead. And 10 points for Grant Kanapke already.
Ooh, he just went over back. Good call by the official there.
Yeah, he did.
Peyton Judy's going to come in and give Cade Man Bun Wendell a break. So 24-17, nice little response here by the Indians.
Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales has the Claus Hay and Forage equipment that you need. That's K&L Tractor Sales, your Claus, and also New Holland dealer in Recovery, Ohio.
Ah.
Grant Kanapke missed that shot.
Had the offensive rebound, and Peyton Judy loses out of bounds. So
that was a three-pointer on the right side. Throwing the ball in here is Alex Rohde. Brennan Auer, Derek Judy will guard him.
Picking up
off the screen, comes back out top of the key on the left side, open from three. It's good.
Wow.
Trey Gossman from three on the left.
24-20. So as the Indians make a little run, Jefferson comes back at him.
3:12 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Indians on top.
Break him down here. Ryan, ball movement.
Ryan Braun on the right, back out top to Grant Kanapke. Back over to Ryan Braun in the PD Judy, and it's no good. It's blocked. Rebound, Jefferson. Here they come, the Wildcats with the ball. Brennan Auer puts it up, missed it.
Rebound, Peyton Judy.
Peyton will feed it out to Ryan Braun, who goes to the hole.
He's blocked. Fought for. Trevor Vaughn gets it. He's blocked by number 32, Alex Rohde. So Indians can't capitalize there.
Rohde ends up with the basketball, and the Wildcats, still down by four, have the ball now.
Moving screen there, not called.
Rohde will turn, fire, and miss.
Rebound, Derek Judy.
Nobody there to rebound for Jefferson.
Nice find by Derek.
His shot's up by Grant Kanapke.
Rebound by Trevor Vaughn, and he gets fouled. So, got to make that there, young man.
Trevor Vaughn battling inside, fouled on the layup attempt, and he'll be at the line for two.
Nice job getting to the glass there, but he's got to finish that.
Check out the Boomer Compact Tractors from New Holland, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The definition of ease with a 6-year limited warranty. The Boomer Compact Tractors from New Holland as Trevor Vaughn hits the free throw.
Nice job there. We're going to have a host of subs. Clayton Pearson's going to replace Derek Judy and Ryan Braun, or Blaine Toby's going to replace Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell comes in to replace Peyton Judy. 25-20.
Free throws up by Vaughn and no good in an out.
Rattles around and kept alive by Blaine, but
tips it out of bounds.
2:17 here to go.
Off of Blaine Toby. We're in the second quarter, 25-20. Indians are on top. We've pretty much led all the way here after jumping out to a 5-0 lead to start the game. Had a lead of 12-3 at one time. It's been 7 here in this quarter,
but yeah,
we're down to a 5-point lead now. Jefferson working the weave inside.
Good turnover. Yes, good help there by Trev, and they disrupt it. So Ryan, coach wants to make a sub. I think he should. Yeah, too late now, but Ryan Braun's going to check in at the next dead ball.
Tyler Bratton tried to hit Alex Rohde underneath, and the ball was out of bounds. Grant Kanapke, there's Toby, back outside it goes to Kanapke. Here's Trevor Vaughn. No good after it bounces off the back of the rim.
And nice hustle, but
Brennan Auer brings it up, and he'll go to the hole and score.
Probably not the shot we wanted there by Trevor, but needless to say, 25-22, Jefferson.
I'm not so sure that was the greatest shot in the world for Auer.
No, I agree.
But he got it. Outside Blaine Toby. He'll pass on the left to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke goes to the baseline. Nowhere to go there. Passes back out to Trevor Vaughn. to Toby, to Kanapke.
And stripped
away and stolen from Kanapke. Here comes Rohde. Got it.
Makes it 25-22, or 24, I'm sorry.
Alex Rohde with the steal and the layup. A minute to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden
equipment.
That's
offensive, no call.
Cade Wendell misses the
shot.
And
that's going to be on Alex Rohde. That's going to be his second or first. Blue
it
ball.
Is. You are right.
Big break for the Indians there because they got some subs coming in here. And
once again, for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cade Wendell will toss it in. Looks for a teammate. Having trouble. Goes out to Petey Judy. Petey wearing number 2, well below what he had against Greenville last week.
Yeah.
Right side to Blaine Toby. Turns, fires, and misses. Rebound.
That's going to be a foul on Blaine.
Foul on Blaine Toby going over the top of Tyler Bratton. Now Peyton Judy has a total of 8 points tonight. Still not bad, but had 37 in that win against Greenville last Saturday. Here's the inbounds pass for Delphus Jefferson. No problem. Fort Recovery on the full court pressure here.
Get the trap right there, Cade. Good. And yeah, timeout.
Got the trap, and Jefferson calls time, recognizing that situation. So, with timeout, 23 seconds to go here in the half. We'll just keep it right here. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Well, here we are, about an even game, 25-24.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the Indians had their opportunities and took some quick shots, I thought, you know, and at turning point, we subbed there, and all of a sudden, they just made a run at us, so.
Once again, we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, as well as WPGW Radio, and don't forget, tomorrow night, the Indians, Lady Indians, will take on Jay County at Jay County. You Fort Recovery folks, we remind you that there's going to be a taco dinner before the game tomorrow night at the high school. So if you want to come a little early, enjoy the taco dinner and support the National Honor Society, they'd appreciate it. Start serving at 5 o'clock tomorrow. You can even have a little dinner before you start coaching.
Yeah, that could. I don't know if I want tacos, though.
Outside, it's up, and the three-pointer's no good.
Another long rebound.
Brennan Auer misses again.
Another offensive board, and the Indians get fortunate there.
Missing the last rebound was Doug Long, who was right underneath. Yeah, that could have been easily two.
Easily could have been two.
So the first half comes to a close. What do you think?
Yeah, fortunate we have the lead. I feel like it should be bigger than one right now, but hey, you know, some poor shot selection and things like that, but we're at least hanging on to 1 point lead right now.
Looks like it's going to be a dandy finish. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. The litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Rob Weaver here with Jeff Vaughn. You're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We do remind you again that the girls' game, Jay County at Adams Central, is being heard tonight on our AM station at 1440 and our new FM at 105.3. Again, that's 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, Jay County girls basketball at Adams Central tonight. We'll return in a moment here and with the halftime stats for you on Jay Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Delphus Jefferson Middle School, where they play their high school games. They built a new high school not too long ago. Well, it's been quite a while now.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Out on the north side of town.
The girls, I think, play at that facility.
Do they?
Yeah. Scoring-wise, you want that, Rob, right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, for the Indians, they're leading 25-24. They're led in scoring by number zero, Grant Kanapke. The 6'1 sophomore has 10, followed by the 6'4 junior, Peyton Judy, with 8. Trevor Vaughn has 1, Ryan Braun 2, Cade Wendell 2, and Noah Leonard off the bench has 2 for a total of 25. So, you know, the Indians had their opportunities, Rob. I just go back to the end of that first quarter where we had an 8-point lead and had a chance to make it 11, and we took a quick shot there and gave them an opportunity, and they drill a 3 right before the end of the first quarter buzzer.
Absolutely. We normally can give you a little more detailed statistics,
yeah.
But the statistics, the statistician position for Fort Recovery basketball is kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah, so if you want some extra money, get a hold of Kurt Rammel, because he's looking for some stat people in a hurry. So I think he's paying $20 a game.
Okay.
I mean, high school kid, that's not bad money. So
no, that's not too bad.
You know, though, I don't think the Indians have a whole lot of turnovers. I don't think that's been a major issue. Do you? I mean, watching?
Not really, no. No, it's not. I don't think it has been at all.
Second chance opportunities, I think, are big. But, you know, they've gotten a lot of long rebounds off of three-point attempts. And that's usually what happens when you shoot a lot of threes. And unfortunately for the Indians, you know, I can recall at least 3 offensive rebounds on long three-point attempts.
Once again, it's halftime, 25-24. We'll come back and look at the junior varsity victory in just a moment, which I tell you, that was a thriller. It was one they looked like they had well in hand and got away from them, but they won in the end, and Jeff will tell you about that right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from classic chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages, so shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Enjoy an ice-cold refreshment and a complimentary gift wrapping for your perfect present for her. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. We'll be right back.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Delphus Jefferson High School, it's, again, 25-24, a one-point lead for the Indians at Fort Recovery in the varsity game. In the JV game, we went in two overtime.
Yeah, exciting finish for the Indians. They win 65-59 and get their first win of the year. They were led in scoring by a pair of freshmen. Reagan Martin, he had 19. Ryan Post had 19. Brian Bend had 14. Owen Shane, 7. Gavin Toby, 4. And Dylan Evers had 2 for a total of 65. So they get their first win, and they go to 1-2 on the year. So I know Coach Overton's going to be happy to get that first win.
I think the lead was around 15 points at one point.
Yeah, one point at halftime. It was 31-17 at halftime.
So glad to see the JV come through with a victory there. Again, the boys have the night off tomorrow. The girls are at Jay County. And we'll have both the reserve and varsity games on the radio for you tomorrow night and on FortRecoveryRadio.com starting at 6 o'clock. So good luck to both teams. Should be a good game. It's usually a pretty good game when the two teams get there.
Yeah, that's one of those games where you can throw all records out the window because they do not matter at that. You know, it's pretty good rivalry and always a good crowd. So for girls, especially, to get a play in front of. So it should be a good time.
We'll be back with the start of the second half in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101. We're going to pause for this commercial word. Return in just a moment on this Friday night, December the 8th.
Ho, ho, ho. All those who want Cooper smoked turkey for Christmas this year, say aye.
Aye.
Ho, ho, ho. You're making it easy on Santa this year. Ho, ho, ho.
Gobble.
Yes, you get on the sleigh. Watch out for Rudolph there.
Gobble.
You too, get on there.
There you have it, folks. Turkey is an excellent choice for Christmas dinner this year. Eat more turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You know, we've talked a lot about Grant Kanapke, and what I like about Grant is he's really showing a lot of confidence this year.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely playing a lot more confident, and you know, as he is, he's playing so much better. So I'm glad for him. Like I said, last year was a little rough year, and so far, so good. He's done a really nice job.
Starting the second half, the Wildcats have the ball.
Both teams go with their starters.
Chance to go ahead here for Delphus Jefferson. Brennan Auer on the right, it goes. There's Bratton with it. Tyler Bratton to Auer. Looks for a teammate. Back to Auer, top of the key. Three-pointer's good, and there's the lead for Delphus Jefferson, I think, for the first time
tonight. Yeah, it is, and Auer has 8, and that's his second three-point bucket of the night. So
27-25 now. Ryan Braun outside. There's P.D. Judy. Fires and misses.
Fought for the rebound. Comes down to number 10.
Bratton.
So Indians need a stop here. Down to 27-25. 7:13 to go.
Brennan Auer will feed into Bratton. He turns and fires a 17-footer. Missed.
So good.
Kind of like a rock there on that one. Rebound goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell will come down. Stop. Feeds over to Peyton Judy, fires and misses. Rebound.
Battled for, comes down to
Brody. Delphus Jefferson. Here's a Miracle scoring. Miracle. Hunter Miracle puts it in on the layup to make it 29-25. It's a four-point Jefferson lead. Cade Judy with, or Cade Wendell with the ball.
Up and no good. Short.
Rebound comes to Bratton of Delphus Jefferson.
There's a trip and nothing. Wow.
Oh, my.
Indians fortunate there.
The official might not have been looking.
No, I don't know. Cade, his feet got tangled up, and fortunately for us, it's out of bounds on Jefferson Wildcats.
Cade Wendell with the ball now across the timeline between his legs. Over to Grant Kanapke. There's Ryan Braun. Braun will feed back outside.
Lazy pass. Tries
to go into Trevor Vaughn, and it's knocked away and stolen by Jefferson.
Yeah, not a good decision there by Cade, and turnover. And like that, Derek Gigi's going to be up. Ready to come in at the next horn.
Tyler Bratton over to Brennan Auer, and he misses the three-point shot. Here is Grant Kanapke in traffic, and he lost it. Grant Kanapke on the turnover.
So not a good start for the Indians. They got two missed shots and two turnovers in back-to-back possessions.
And no points, obviously. Brody outside. Brennan Auer. Auer top of the key. Guarded by Judy. Back on the right to Rohde. He feeds into Bratton. Up and no good.
Blocked by the back of backboard.
I was going to say, off the bottom of the backboard. Peyton Judy left side to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Cade Wendell. Cade looks for a teammate. Double teamed. Now gives it over here to Grant Kanapke. Trevor Vaughn, top of the key. Ryan Braun on the right. Brian goes to the lane, stops, feeds over to Judy, and shot is blocked out of bounds by Rohde.
And Rohde's got about three or four blocks in this game.
Nice drive by Peyton Judy, but blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, Rohde's been blocking everybody.
Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget to enjoy turkey for Christmas from Cooper Farms. Out to Ryan Braun, top of the key. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed in Ryan right now. He's not playing, but he's not looking for the basket at all.
No, he's not really being real assertive offensively. Early on, he got to the hole, and then since then, he hasn't really looked to attack at all.
We just had another turnover.
So that's three turnovers in five possessions in this half. So not what you're looking for on the road.
No, we didn't have that kind of a problem at all in the first half.
No, we didn't. There's a drive.
Brennan Auer up and no good on the floater. Rebound, Peyton Judy.
Indians need a bucket right here.
Peyton brings it down across the timeline. Feeds on the left to Cade Wendell. Cade looking for a teammate, now dribbling the ball on the wing, comes into the free throw line, feeds out front, it goes. Grant Kanapke now with the ball.
Another turnover.
Off. It's stolen by Jefferson's Doug Long, and now we've got a foul on Peyton Judy.
So that's going to be four turnovers out of six possessions, and the last four possessions have been turnovers, so... Like I said, at halftime, it wasn't an issue, and now all of a sudden, it's racking up in a hurry.
Delpha Jefferson with the ball. Fort Recovery's going to pick him up at the timeline. Trailing by 4, 29-25.
Definitely need a stop here.
Cooper Farms would like to be your grain marketing partner. See Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Brennan Auer on the left, it goes. With the ball there is Trey Gossman. He'll feed back to Auer on the left. And there's a give and go to Auer. He missed it.
Lucky there, Cade. Got blown by right there. And lucky they could not make that easy bunny shot.
Old-fashioned give and go didn't work that time for Jefferson. As Auer couldn't get it to go down. Here's Ryan Braun outside. Free throw line over to Cade Wendell. Cade will feed to... goes inside to Leonard. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down. Back to Leonard. It's good.
He made it, so...
Hitting him the ball there was Clayton Pearson.
Makes it 29-27.
So we finally get on the board after about 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery trailing by 2, 29-27. I think we're fortunate only to be down by 2.
I agree, especially having 5 turnovers.
On the left it goes.
There's a steal.
Steal by Peyton Judy. Down he comes. Oh, missed up. They got his rebound and scores.
Kind of passed it to himself, and we're tied back up at 29-all.
Peyton Judy gets the basket. That gives him a total of 10 on the night. And Delphus Jefferson has the basketball. Brennan Auer with it out front, guarded by Cade Wendell. He will dribble the ball, pass over here to Tyler Bratton. Bratton guarded by Ryan Braun. Back over to Brennan Auer. Auer drives down, stops. I think he traveled, but no call.
Right now, the Indians having a hard time keeping a dribble in front of them.
Right side to Hunter Miracle. Back outside it goes to Trey Gospin. Gospin feeds to Auer. Brennan Auer dribbling. Now he dumps it over here to Trey Gospin. Now to Miracle. Miracle back to Auer. On the left it goes. Trying to
travel.
Ball's loose. Who's going to get it? Clayton Pearson passes off to Cade Wendell. Cade looks for a teammate to be open. Can't find anybody. He still has the ball. Goes down the lane. No, too many trees there. Passes off.
Noah traveled.
Noah Leonard got the ball, and he traveled.
And then fortunate for him, probably would have been a charge. But number 32, Alex Rohde is going to come back in and replace Doug Long Jr. So
we have a 29-29 score here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. 2:12 remaining to go in the third quarter of play. Indians trying to go to 3-0 with a win tonight. Good start for Fort Recovery. We can get it done. Brennan Auer, three-point shot. Good.
He's 3 for 3, or 3 for 4, I believe, on the night. He makes another one. He's got 11, so 9 of his 11 are from beyond the arc.
Peyton Judy with the ball. He'll feed on the left. There's Pearson coming in.
About traveled and
tried to give it to Ryan Braun. It's
time
on the
out,
deck.
Coach. And he's going to be out of bounds.
Yep, it was laying on the end line. Ryan Braun was, and they gave the ball to Delphus Jefferson.
So there's a turnover there by the Indians. 32-29, 1:38 to go here in the third quarter.
Ryan Braun got popped in the nose on that one. There were bodies all over the place. There was an offensive push-off. Brennan Auer with the ball out front. Right side it goes. To Trey Gossman, back to Auer. Auer's guarded by Ryan Braun. On the left now to Hunter Miracle. He feeds going down the lane. Oh, nice move, and it's laid up and in by Alex Rohde with 9 points now for him.
Great back cut. Rohde's putting together a pretty good game. Probably got about 5-6 blocks.
That was a very nice play by them.
Ryan Braun on the drive. Noah traveled, and they did not call it, fortunately for the Indians.
Cade Wendell in the corner. Goes to the lane. Stops. He traveled. Didn't call it. Ryan Braun out top. On the left, Peyton Judy, three-pointer, didn't go.
Rebound, battled for, comes out to Jefferson.
Well, Peyton started hot tonight with 2 threes, but he's been off since. I don't think he's had a 3 since.
I agree. He's been really cold this half. He has 1 bucket, and that was on a missed layup that he got his own rebound. 34-29, Indians trail.
35 seconds on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Brennan Auer out top. Hunter Miracle now goes to the right side to Bratton. Here's Gospin to Bratton. Bratton drives in the lane, feeds to Hunter Miracle. In the corner, shots up and no good on a three. Missing that one was Trey Gospin, and the Indians got the rebound. 6 seconds, there's Petey.
And we needed that one.
Petey Judy.
Now got a turnover here, so
Judy hits a three to end the third quarter, just as we were talking about his threes were missing in action. Thank you very much, Petey.
Yeah, no doubt. We needed that one right there.
34-32, Indians are trailing by 2. Could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been, definitely.
Don't forget, Cooper Farms is offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus for Class A CDL drivers for live hauls on third shift. Check them out. $1,000 sign-on bonus for Class A CDL drivers for third shift live hauls at Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this here on Jay Country 101 from Delphus Jefferson tonight.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn here at Delvis Jefferson. Lindsey Green's our studio producer back in Portland. Don't forget the Jay County girls game is on the AM station at 1440 and 105.3 FM if it's still going on. Inside, Blaine Toby turns, fires. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound, Rohde for Delvis Jefferson. Well, we don't want to get these let these guys get too far out of hand here.
No, I agree. Like I said, we got to definitely keep them in front of us on the drive.
Fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Out front on the left, there's Auer with it. Brennan will toss it into Rohde, and it's knocked away by Blaine Toby. And Cade Wendell comes up with the ball. Cade Wendell right side, dribbling away. Goes towards the top of the key, gives it to Ryan Braun. Braun to Peyton Judy. Out to Blaine Toby. Toby right side. There's Grant Kanapke inside to Toby. He missed it.
So Blaine got back-to-back shot attempts there. One blocked, and the other one just rolled out on him. 34-32. Indians need a stop. Three ball on the way up. No good.
In and out, no good there by Tyler Bratton, and the Indians have it. Here's Grant Kanapke down.
Oh, nice
move. And he scores. What a move by Grant Kanapke.
Great move by Grant Kanapke right there.
He is 12 points now, our second leading scorer, only to Petey Judy's 13. Out front with it, Rohde. He'll lob down low to Bratton.
Back turnover.
Away by Grant Kanapke on the steal. And it's knocked out of bounds by Brennan Auer. He couldn't get to it. What a steal by Grant Kanapke. Wow, quickness. Nice job, Grant. That was great. Coming in the lineup, Derek Judy, and who went out?
Blaine Toby.
Toby going out. Derek has played very sparingly here tonight.
Yeah, he's had a few moments, and he's a nice little spurt when he was in there.
Cade Wendell will toss it in. Goes out deep to Derek Judy. Derek dribbles the basketball, being guarded by Miracle. Judy will feed off to Cade Wendell. Wendell between the circles, now moves to the right. Directing traffic. Dribbling with his left hand, beating off to Peyton Judy. He scores.
So nice little curl cut by Peyton Judy, and he scores, makes it 36-34.
Indians with a lead now, four straight points. And the ball is kicked out of bounds by Cade Wendell. And it's a field goal in the auditorium.
Yeah, it goes about eight rows up.
Bratton will toss it in here. Tyler Bratton for Delvis Jefferson. On the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard for quality building materials and those energy-saving Anderson windows. It's Fort Recovery Lumber. There's a shot no good by Miracle. Rebound, Grant Kanapke.
Fortunate there. Miracle went by. There's a three-ball Ryan Braun. Up, no good. Rebound, Rohde.
One of the few shots Ryan has taken here in the second half. Maybe the only one.
Yeah, I think you're right. That might be his second shot attempt of the game.
36-34, Fort Recovery with a 2-point lead. Right side it goes to Tyler Bratton. Back outside to Brennan Auer. Over to Hunter Miracle. Now on the left side it goes to Trey Gossman. There's Bratton with it to Gossman. Right side to Auer. He'll dump it down low to Rohde. Rohde turns, fires, and misses.
Rebound.
Blocked there by Petey. And it goes out of bounds, and no, it doesn't go out of bounds. It's saved by
timeout.
Saved by Jefferson. So timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment here at Delvis Jefferson. We're in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery hanging on to a lead right now of 36-34. We'll be right back.
Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Indians leading by two, 36-34. We're in the final quarter of this game. Been a defensive struggle here.
Yeah, it has. Really, third quarter was real ugly for the Indians, but we're hanging on to a two-point lead here. We scored 12 points this half.
So the Wildcats of Delphus Jefferson will have the ball as we resume action. Brennan Auer tosses in to Rohde. Back out top to Tyler Bratton. Bratton goes on the left to Auer. Brennan Auer now back out to Gossman. There's Bratton. There is Miracle. Three-pointer. Got it.
Nothing good. So Miracle has nine. He gives them a one-point lead.
Hunter Miracle is only a sophomore. Cade Judy with the ball now. 37-36. Indians down by one on the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Derek Judy, free throw line, stops, feeds over to Grant Kanapke. Grant, spinning, firing, and missing. Not a good shot.
No, I agree there. That was not a good shot right there.
He was kind of out of control. Nice move, but as far as the shot, probably shouldn't have taken it. Delphus Jefferson with the ball. On the left, Brennan Auer, and there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Judy.
Oh, Petey thought it went off of him.
So Tyler Bratton will toss it in here for the Jefferson Wildcats. Actually playing this game on the old at the old high school, which is now the middle school.
Yeah, they call it the stage.
Right side it goes. Miracle will hand off to Gossman. Now to Auer.
They walk.
Auer, Brennan Auer gets it back. Back out to Tyler Bratton. Back to Auer on the left. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Down to 3:45. There's Miracle driving in. It's tipped away by Peyton Judy. Gets it back. Behind the back dribble. Lays it up.
No,
it didn't go in. Wow.
It's going to be a foul on number 10, Tyler Bratton. It's going to be his first foul. And
almost.
They're not happy with that.
Almost. Peyton will go to the free throw line. And he has a total. He leads us right now with 15.
Yeah, been a quiet second half for him. Right there, that would have been huge if he could have got that to fall. 3:40 to go. Indians now tied up 37 all.
He gets the free throw.
He's got 16.
That is leading the Indians in scoring. One more for Petey Judy. Dribbles the basketball, puts it up, and got it again.
Makes it 38-37, 3:40 to go here from the stage in Delphus Jefferson.
Sweet shot by Petey.
Looks like the Indians showing a little pressure.
Yep. Full court pressure.
Launch deep here. There he goes across.
Cross court.
He traveled.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Alex Rohde traveled with the ball, and that gives it back to Fort Recovery.
Nice job by Coach Bayshore there to switch it up a little bit and kind of rattle them. Indians going here with thumbs down. So
have you noticed Alex Rohde likes his gum?
Yeah, I noticed that when he was starting lineups.
He's chewing away all the time. Cade Wendell with the ball. We lead by one, 38-37. Peyton Judy goes down to Trevor Vaughn. Back over on the left to Ryan Braun. Back outside.
Right now, Indians can show some patience. They're in that 3-2 zone with a one-point lead with 3 minutes to go. So, you know, they could burn some clock here, and I think that's what Coach is going to do. Going to make them come out and guard them. Don't get fancy with it.
No. Right side.
Don't like Grant that cross-quarter pass, and Coach Bayshore is going to call timeout.
Indians call timeout. We'll be back in a moment here at Jefferson. The score, Indians 38 and Delphus Jefferson 37. Only, I missed a time, about 3 minutes?
Yeah, right at 3:04, I believe, is what it was.
We'll be back.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home IV service can be a safe and a cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314. Caring for you and about you.
Well, Petey Judy just fed inside to Trevor Vaughn. He was fouled, and he's at the free throw line. Come on, Trevor. It's up and good.
God, good. Makes it a two-point game here. 39-37 with 2:35 to go here.
Trevor with 2 points on the night. He'll be up there again. Dribbling the ball, spins it. Lets it fly. No good this time.
In and out.
Rebound, Tyler Bratton.
Big possession here for the Indians if they can get a stop. No, I mean, because you look at team fouls, it's 2-1 right now, so.
As they drive by Brennan Auer, he scores to tie the game. Brennan Auer.
He's got 13 now, so.
Drove to the right and almost a layup to make it 39-39.
2 minutes to go here almost.
On the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cade Wendell to Peyton Judy.
Fade away, battled for, Trevor Vaughn with the rebound.
And out to Cade Wendell. Wendell center circle.
Not a good shot last time there by Peyton Judy. He's got to be a little patient, falling away from the bucket. 1:45 to go, tied up.
Inside Ryan Braun, and he's fouled.
Going to be on the floor, team's third foul. It's going to be the second on Rohde.
Ryan Braun drove to the hole and got the drew the foul on from Alex Rohde. Here's Cade Wendell tossing it in. Has Cade even been out tonight? I don't know.
Yes, one time.
Inside.
There's another block, but they're going to call foul on Bratton.
Grant Kanapke, as Cade Wendell found Grant Kanapke cutting to the baseline, and he lays it up and missed it, but he's fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, that nice job by Grant right there, slipping the screen on out-of-bounds play, and Cade found him. But, yeah, Cade came out one time early in the second quarter.
And it's good.
Three throws up and good. Makes a one-point game, 40-39, 1:41 to go.
13 points now for Grant Kanapke tonight. They'll have one more. It's up and good again.
So it makes it 41-39, 1:41 to go. Right now, Indians only have one team found, Rob. So, you know, defensively, they can be fairly aggressive. Right there. And they're going to have a timeout by Delphus Jefferson.
Timeout by Jefferson. The Indians are on top 41-39. We'll return in a moment here at the stage at Jefferson Middle School. Indians trying to go to 3-0 on the year if they can capture a victory here. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this message from our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer Compact Tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we're getting down to the end here, and the Indians with a 2-point lead. 41-39 in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter.
Yeah, Indians here, 1:33 to go. Up two. Getting a stop here would be huge.
Very huge.
Brought into Auer. He's been the man for Jefferson.
Brennan Auer, the point guard.
Going to be a backdoor.
Feeds over to Alex Rohde.
Gossman on the right to Tyler Bratton. Back outside to Brennan Auer. Cade Wendell's on him.
Good job by Trevor Vaughn and stealing it right there.
Trevor knocks it away.
Great job by Trev.
Alex Rohde. Big play.
That was big.
Cade Wendell to Peyton Jr.
Milk the clock here, guys. They got to come by you, too, Rob. We got two to give. Back it out, Peyton.
And there's one right there. Brennan Auer commits the foul.
57.4 seconds to go here from the stage in Delphus Jefferson.
Jefferson coach looks like a young guy.
Yeah, he is. He played a few years back. Actually, I think I coached against him when he was a player. Can't think of his name right off. Jenninghoff. Pretty nice player.
Jordan Jenninghoff.
His dad's actually the JV coach, I believe. Mark Jenninghoff, who's been a coach here for a long time.
There's another foul called on Jefferson, so that brings their foul total up to six now.
Next one's going to put us in 1-1. I would get number four as far away from the ball here. That's what I said. Coach, just get out of there. Grant Kanacki, he's got two on the night.
Peyton Judy.
You got to get across the... Hell, that's almost an intentional.
And Brennan Auer fouls Peyton Judy, and Peyton will go to the free throw
line. That's what Coach Bayshore's saying, too. I got to agree with him. That was at least got to go for the ball, Rob. Come on, Peyton. Knock these down here.
Petey with a total of 17 tonight. Eyes the basket. Lets it fly.
Good.
He got it.
Makes it 42-39. I'm not sure timeout situations here. I know the Fort has at least three left. I don't know about Jefferson. I'm saying maybe two.
One more for Peyton Judy. It's
no good. No. Get the rebound, Kate. Back it out of there.
The rebound.
Nice job. That's a killer right there.
Out to Peyton Judy. Underneath, wide open is Trevor Vaughn.
Oh, my goodness.
Block and no call.
He just got killed.
Jefferson with the basketball. Indians still
no,
lead.
No, no.
There's a foul call.
Wow.
Recovery.
I still baffled down here that Trevor actually got freaking mugged, and they didn't call a thing.
Three-point game, 42-39. The scoreboard was wrong for a few moments there. It said 44-39, but it's 42-39. Indians are leading by three. 32 seconds to go.
Indians only have two team fouls, so they could milk some clock. They just can't do anything stupid where they throw their arms up and they call a shooting foul.
Inbounds pass. There's Brennan Auer driving for the hole. Outside shot is
up and good. Makes it a tie ball game.
No, that's not Miracle. That's Gossman.
That was just an unfortunate play right there because Cade Wendell actually tipped it and it went right into the hands of Miracle, and one more pass for an open three.
Trey Gossman actually hit that. 42-42. 20 seconds to go. Don't go away. We're coming down to the end. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business, reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, advantage for recovery. We have the ball with 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, one advantage we do have. It's 20 seconds there. We're shooting 1-1, and I think we got to go for one, don't you think, Rob, on the road here?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you get a wide-open layup, I think you got to get the last shot.
Let's see what Jefferson likes to do. They're going to play.
I imagine they're going to pick us up a little bit, I would think.
Going to go three-quarter court. They're going to pick. Well, they back off now. 20 seconds. Peyton Judy with the ball. Across the timeline. On the left to Ryan Braun. There's Cade Wendell on the wing. Back outside it goes to Grant Kanapke.
Get it to Patey in the post. He's got a mismatch. Oh, my goodness.
By Jefferson, and they pick it up on the right side, and there's going to be...
There should be one-tenth of a second, but... Holy cow, here we go. We got overtime coming here in the varsity game.
Well, Jefferson had a chance to score the winning bucket there, and they say the time expired as the ball went out of bounds right at the point where the clock read 0-0, and we're in overtime. Second overtime game tonight.
42-all, you know. Unfortunately, Rob, the turnovers have been a huge issue for the Indians this second half, and definitely cost them some.
Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including those Fort Recovery Lumber Company Anderson injury-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hey, don't forget, if you have a project you need to have designed, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that for you. They can design your project and then give you the materials. Well, they won't give them to you, but they'll make you a good deal on materials to build the project. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I imagine if you ask Moose Buff, he might give them to you, Rob.
I don't know.
Moose just had a heart attack and he's listening.
That's why they've been in business for over 100 years. They know what they're doing.
Tell you what, Rob, Indians got pretty fortunate there because Jefferson about had an opportunity to actually get a layup right there.
They did. That would have been a heartbreaker.
Man, turnover.
Here we go. Jump ball to start the overtime. 4 minutes. And it's a good tap, and it goes to Jefferson. Delphus Jefferson with the chance to get the lead back here. Here's a drive to the hoop by Bratton. Got it. Tyler Bratton drives to the hoop and scores down the right side of the lane, 44-42. Jefferson on top by 2 points. Peyton Judy looks inside. He's over on the right to Grant Kanapke. Back outside to Peyton Judy. PD dribbling to the left. Oh, has the ball stripped away, but got it back. Trevor Vaughn to Ryan Braun. Ryan back outside, and a timeout's called by Coach Bayshore as he is not happy with the offense right now. Not happy with the offense. Timeout. We'll be back in a moment here on Jay Country 101 Radio. Fort Recovery and Delphus Jefferson. Jefferson with a lead of 2 points at the moment. We'll return right after we pause for this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm about like Coach Bayshore. I don't feel real good right now about
no.
playing.
That was an ugly, ugly possession right there, and Indians definitely out of sync. And, man.
Indians trying to go to 3-0 if they can win this one, but right now we're down by two, but a lot of time. Plenty of time here. Oh, yeah. Lots of excitement coming our way. Cade Wendell outside over to Ryan Braun. Braun feeds to Grant Kanapke. Fires from the free throw line. No good.
That's going
to
be Indian basketball.
It went off.
Number 14 there.
Yeah.
Gossman.
Gossman, kid Trey Gossman. I thought for a minute there it might have gone off of Fort Recovery's Noah Leonard, who's in the game. Oh, beautiful pass
there
to Grant Kanapke on the inbounds play, and we beat him to the basket.
Made it 44-all, 3:08 to go here. So
Indians score an easy bucket on the inbounds play. Grant Kanapke.
Indians still can be aggressive. They got two team fouls. That's about a five count, no call.
Tyler Bratton with the ball.
Oh, my goodness. We lost a wide-open shooter.
No good.
Good rebound. Oh, my goodness. He's going to call him out of bounds.
No,
I hope he did call the foul.
He did call the foul on Delphus Jefferson.
Great rebound by Grant Kanapke, and he's done an excellent job tonight on the glass. So for his six-foot frame, the kid is very athletic.
1-1 for Grant Kanapke at the free throw line.
He's got 16 on the night. Again, nice, solid night by him.
Second leading scorer, Peyton Judy has 18 to lead us. Grant Kanapke dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it's good.
Blaine Toby's going to come in and replace Noah Leonard.
Now we have the lead back again. 45-44, Indians on top. We've led most of the night. This one's up, and it's good. 46-44, two beautiful free throws by Grant Kanapke.
Yeah, Indians up. Oh, that's a jump ball. That should be. Oh, and they give up. Wow, that's a little homing right there, a little home cooking right there, because that definitely was a jump ball.
Timeout for Delphus Jefferson. We'll just keep it right here. Indians won the JV game in two overtimes. Final score was 65-59.
So hopefully we don't go to double OT here. Hopefully the Indians can pull us out.
By the way, leading the junior varsity here this evening, we had both Reagan Martin and also Ryan Post with 19 points. Oh, Ryan's had a nice year this year.
Yeah, he did. He struggled a little bit against Greenville as well as he shot the ball against St. Mary's. He struggled a little bit from the field, but the kid's got a lot of potential. I think he's got a big upside.
Hope he grows a little bit. That's the only thing. He's not a real big kid.
No, but if you look at his body, he's got long arms and legs. So I think he's going to grow. A home run play. Get that cage.
Down to Brennan Owls.
Up jump ball.
Owls.
Oh, wow.
The official realized he made the wrong call, and he said he got him on the body.
I don't think so, to be honest. Looking at the replay here on WSN, I don't know.
As close.
I agree.
Here's the free throw up and good by Brennan Auer. That makes it now 46-45.
Noah Leonard's going to come in and replace Blaine Toby. I think Trevor might be done for the night. I seen he twisted his ankle. The trainer had him down there. Missed free throw big for the Indians.
So that still allows the Indians to lead by one, 46-45. Peyton Judy with the basketball. On the left it goes to Cade Wendell. 46-45, a one-point Indian lead down to 2:28.
They're face guarding Peyton Judy right now. They're not going to let him touch the basketball.
Cade Wendell out front. Over to Ryan Braun. Cade Wendell at the free throw line. Feeds to Grant Kanapke.
Nope, some time here. Lost.
Cade Wendell had the ball slip through his hands, but he got it back. Now on the dribble again for Cade. Comes in the lane.
Travel, no call.
Back to Kanapke, three-pointer.
Wow, what a big shot by Grant Kanapke, and he's got 21.
Grant Kanapke with a three.
Makes it a four-point ball game.
Big shot. Here's Brennan Auer up and no good. He missed it. Rebound. Come on, Indians, get it.
And they call foul on Grant?
No foul on Jefferson.
Wow. We'll take it. Couldn't tell. Bodies flying everywhere on the baseline. On Miracle, going to be his third.
Wow, what action. What a three by Grant Kanapke. He's got 21 points now. And he is our leading scorer. And he'll be at the line again with another two shots here. Actually, 1-1, I think. It's good.
Nice job by Grant there. Like I said, he's had a huge last probably minute and a half.
Boy, he has.
Makes it a five-point game, 1:46 to go. 50-45 here in overtime from the stage. Up and good.
Got it again.
Makes it a two-possession ball game at least here.
51-45, Indians with a six-point lead. A minute and a half to go in the game. Brennan Auer on the right side it goes. Around the horn on the left, there's Miracle with it.
Three ball on the way.
Bratton missed it.
And that's a push on 32.
Yes. Alex Rohde called for a foul.
And Noah Leonard is going to go to the foul line and shoot two free throws here. And that's going to be number four on Alex Rohde. Right now, this is kind of uncommon, Rob. 10 team fouls on the home team, and the visitors only have three, so usually doesn't happen like that.
At the line, Leonard. Noah, good.
Nice job by Noah knocking that free throw down. So,
Coach Mike Bayshore has a big smile on his face. Second game in a row we've had an overtime for the Indians. This one's up and no good. Rebound fought for. Cade Wendell jump ball. That's going to be Indians. Good job. Another possession for the Indians. Cade Wendell and Tyler Bratton tied it up there. But it goes to the Fort Recovery Indians, and here we go with an inbounds play. We've been pretty good on this.
Yeah, we have.
And it goes out deep to Peyton.
That's
Judy.
A foul. Going to be a foul on Auer.
Brennan Auer jumped up in the air and knocked Peyton Judy down trying to get the ball on the inbounds pass. Peyton will go to the free throw line. He could make it a 9-point lead. Wow, it's 52-45. We're up by 7. It is no good.
So right now, free throws, you know, we make it last a couple. It makes it a 3-possession game.
Come on, Petey. Number 2 on his uniform. Eyes the basket, lets it fly.
He's got 19, so now it is a 8-point lead.
23 for Grant Canapke, 19 for Peyton Judy to lead us in scoring.
3-possession game.
Jefferson with the ball. Here's a drive. No good by Tyler Bratton. Rebound,
nice
Noah
rebound
Leonard.
By Noah.
Leonard put up and controlled the board. Here's a lob down to Grant Canapke. Indians on top by
eight. Oh, and he misses the layup.
And a foul's called.
On who?
I'm not sure.
I think he called it on 24 Miracle. Wow. I didn't see it.
Hunter Miracle got called for a foul, and they say Grant Canapke was fouled.
I did not see that at all. I don't know if he pushed him after the shot or they give.
I don't know.
It's two shots regardless because there's 10 team fouls.
So Grant Canapke, it's two free throws. Big call there. He got the first one.
So Grant makes it 54-45.
This is probably a career high for him, I'm guessing.
Oh, definitely.
Points.
Yeah, he's got 24, could be 25. Nope.
And it's short.
Rebound, Noah Leonard. Nice job by Noah to track it down.
Back out to Canapke. A 9-point lead with a minute to go. Oh, there was traveling. He got away with it.
Yeah, he did, and Noah finishes, and Noah's got 7. So nice find by Petey Judy.
Noah Leonard gets the basket after the assist by Peyton Judy.
Yeah, we got away with one there. Yeah. Actually, I think we might have had 2 travels, but they didn't call it. I think Petey shuffled first, then Noah did, but we'll take it.
56-45. Here's a drive by Brennan Auer up no good. Rebound comes to Noah Leonard.
That should do it. Be strong with the ball, Petey.
Peyton Judy comes down across the timeline. 35 seconds remaining. Out to Cade Wendell. Cade dribbling the ball.
Get it out.
And, tried to pass over here to Grant Canapke, but hit the bottom of the backboard. Here's Brennan Auer for Jefferson, no good. 16 seconds to go, and this game is over.
Yeah, the Indians have got a nice win on the road.
Fort Recovery's going to win an OT by a score of 56-45. Shot by Jefferson at the end is out of bounds. 1.4 seconds to go. Congratulations, Indians. They go to 3-0 on the year after an overtime win tonight. Inbounds pass, and that's it. 56-45, the final score. Again, 24 points for Fort Recovery's Grant Canapke and 19 for Petey Judy to lead us in scoring tonight. 56-45, the final. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101. Fort Recovery Indians are 3-0 on the campaign.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Delphus Jefferson, I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn, Lindsey Green, our studio producer. You need to see the book at all?
I have our scores. I know I don't have for them, but I do have the Indians.
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and
Let's go ahead and look at the final scores for Fort Recovery. The Indians win in overtime, 56-45.
Yeah, for the Indians tonight, they were led by sophomore Grant Kanacki. He had 24 points. He had a huge stretch there in overtime, about the last 3 to 4 minutes of overtime. Peyton Judy, he had 19. Noah Leonard's had 7 off the bench and had a couple big rebounds there at the end. And then Trevor Vaughn had 2, Ryan Braun 2, and Cade Wendell had 2. So nice win for the Indians on the road. Anytime you can go into somebody's place and steal a victory, you got to be happy.
How about those quarter scores?
I don't have them.
Oh, you didn't have them?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, Rob. Okay, I forgot to write those down.
Yeah, okay, I thought you had them there.
No, I didn't. I got the JV ones. I'm sorry.
Final was 56-45. I think, what, it was 42-42, I think.
At the end of half, at the end of regulation, it's 42-all, and the Indians outscored them in that overtime by quite a few.
Again, we led most of the game, but Delphus Jefferson sure could have won it there, especially they had a chance at the end of regulation that almost got them a win, but time ran out.
They definitely did. I was like, come on, clock, keep running, because the ball was loose. And fortunately for the Indians, it rolled out of bounds, and then time expired.
We'll take one more break and be back in a moment. Don't go away. Right after we pause for this message. Don't know if Coach Bayshore is going to make it out or not. But
I know he's planning on it. Okay. He said he was going to make an effort after every game. So.
Okay, well, we'll try to hang in there here until he gets here, so we'll be back in a moment.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home ID team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home ID service can be a safe and a cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314. Caring for you and about you.
Back here at Delphus Jefferson, is this your first time to coach on this stage?
Absolutely. It's a modern marvel what's going on here in this gymnasium with that 4-foot drop over there.
Yeah, if you go off, fortunately nobody went off the, I'm sure they have over the years, but fortunately for us tonight, we didn't go off of there. And we recovered, and I know you were concerned there, especially the start of the overtime. We were a little rough there, but boy, we got back in it and took charge to win this game.
Yeah, you know, we got...
And by the way, we are talking with Mike Bayshore, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. 3-0 feels pretty good, huh?
Yeah. You know, we talked all week about, especially at halftime and in the timeout before the overtime, I don't care how we win, we just want to win. It doesn't have to be pretty. All anybody's going to know is we're 3-0. You know, it's not an excuse. We got a lot of guys in situations they've not been in before. But hats off to our kids, because this is the second game in a row where we've really allowed another team to get back in and take control of a game, and we fought hard and got it back. You know, we made some free throws down the stretch. Grant Kanapke and Peyton are scoring for us, and what people aren't going to see is we made a nice little run with Clayton Pearson in the game. You know, he hasn't been playing a whole lot. Derek Judy was sick tonight, so we didn't get a lot of minutes out of him.
Okay, I wondered about that.
And then with Trevor spraining his ankle right away, you know, Noah Leonard's again made another big shot in overtime, made some free throws, got a rebound. You know, it's what we preach every day in practice. It's next guy up. So I'm happy. And like I said before, when you can learn why you're winning, you'll take that any day.
Hey, absolutely. I thought you came out tonight and got a pretty nice start on this ball club. In fact, we led early 12-3.
Yeah. You know, we came out and everything was how we'd worked on it all week. We come out, got a hot start. And this is something where, as a staff, we've got to get better with our kids. Like, sometimes we get a little too high, and sometimes we get a little too low. I want our kids to play with emotion. I certainly coach with emotion. But, you know, we've got to be able to, when things aren't going right a couple times down the floor, we've got to be able to get better at settling ourselves down. And that's not just the kids. That's us as a staff, too. We've got to get better at that. You know, we're all still learning from each other. You know, they're learning off of me when I'm really upset or whether I'm just trying to motivate them. So they're all learning off of me, and I'm learning what buttons I can push. And like I said, once again, in overtime, we settled down and got some key rebounds and then made some shots and didn't turn the ball over.
We had in the second half, a couple of really nice inbounds plays. I think it was Wendell to Kanapke, I believe, both times. And those were key baskets there.
Yeah, you know, this is something I've always been taking pride in since I first started coaching 13 years ago. You can score 8 to 10 to 12 points a night on inbounds plays if you run good ones. And we've got plenty more, because I know next week that other Delphus team's going to know when we blow our noses, and does such a good job over there at St. John's. They're going to have us well scouted, so we're going to have a good week of practice.
So that's the next conference game for you?
Yeah, Friday night we open up at home in the MAC against Delphus. So
always a formidable opponent, but thank goodness at home.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to go up there. They have just as good a home court advantage as we do, I think. And they're going to be ready to play. But you know what? Like I told the kids in the locker room, the more you keep winning, you know, the more pride you're poured into it, and then you start to play better off of that. As you're learning, as you're winning, we know how to win. Now we've got to control the game a little bit better, and that's something that, you know, as a staff, we've got to get better at as well. You know, we're still trying to get rotations down, and Clay Schmidt starts practice on Monday. I don't know how much he'll be of help next week, but, you know, anybody with his talent coming back is only going to make us better in the long run.
Well, and that's encouraging that he's finally going to be back, and it'll take a while, but like you say, he's a very talented young man, so that'll be interesting as he develops as the year goes along.
Right, and like I said, I can't say this enough. It's different kids each night doing little things. You know, Blaine Toby has given us more than what we thought we would get out of him this year. Just like a couple of good minutes of just hustling his butt off. It doesn't always have to be a bunch of points, but a rebound or a key stop on defense. And then we got that out of Noah. And like I said, Clayton Pearson's a guy who hadn't had a lot of minutes, and he played a good stretch there and did well. So it's a team win, and that's what we preach. You know, I tell the kids in the huddle right before we go out, we do two things. We play as hard as we can, and we do it together. And that's the two things that we try to hammer home to our kids every week. And I, we play hard. We just, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and to be able to come out on top when you make mistakes like that and win not on your best night, that says a lot about our boys.
Absolutely. 3-0, and if you would have said that coming in, you would have taken that, two road games included.
Yeah. To go to Greenville and play in that environment and come in here and play, it's a different type of environment up here. I'll take it any day of the week.
Well, congratulations. Thank a really you. Nice start for the Mike Bayshore Fort Recovery Indians, and good luck next week. It doesn't get any easier, that's for sure.
No.
Hey, we'll see you around.
Thank you.
All righty, there you go. Mike Bayshore, head coach of Fort Recovery. The Indians win tonight by a score of, again, in overtime, 56-45, 42 all at the end of regulation, and 24 points for Grant Kanapke to lead us tonight. He had a great second half. Peyton Judy with 19-7 for Noah Leonard's, two apiece for Trevor Vaughn, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. And when you talk about an overtime game, every one of those points is important. So congratulations, Indians. They go to 3-0. Again, the B team, 1-2 overtimes, 65-59, 19 apiece for Reagan Martin and also Ryan Post. Chipping in with 14 was Brian Benn. Brian fouled out of the game late in the game there. 7 points for Owen Shane. And chipping in with 4 points was Gavin Toby, and 2 points for Dylan Evers. And that's how the night went for Fort Recovery tonight. The Indians come away with a victory. Thanks to Jeff Vaughn for helping us out. Lindsey Green, our studio producer. Neil Spencer is a studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow night, we'll be bringing you the junior varsity and varsity games from Jay County High School.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.